Hello. Hi there. I'm glad you picked up this time. It only took 10 tries. No, I'm not selling anything. I'm just calling because, well, I'm concerned about you. Who is this? We'll get to that later. What I have to tell you now is far more important. You see, you fell asleep on the couch for exactly 1 hour, 47 minutes, and 5 seconds. You only woke just now. How do I know? Well, I can see you, of course. Yes, right now, as we speak, I can see you. I just wanted to warn you that you should probably stop forgetting to lock and secure your back windows from now on. It's really become a bad habit for you. Your windows are quite large and easy to crawl through. Breaking in and leaving without a trace would be effortless for those who knew what they were doing. However, in this case, you will notice something in your home that wasn't there before. It's in the kitchen, on the table. Why don't you go and see for yourself? That's right. It's a box. Open it for me. See what's inside. Those are some pretty embarrassing pictures, huh? How wasted were you at those parties? Imagine if your employer saw these. What would they think? What do I want? No, we're not there yet. Keep looking. There's more. Oh, sounds like you found the envelope. The photos in there are much worse, aren't they? You're completely naked. Who did you take these for? I'll give you this. Some of these angles and positions you're in are quite creative. Graphic, but creative. You can really see everything. I wonder, has your family seen these? I bet they'd be shocked to know what a little whore you really are. You sound worried. There's nothing you need to be afraid of, as long as you continue to cooperate with me. There's more in the box. Have another look. Yes, it's a CD. Put it in your laptop and give it a watch. As you can see, I hacked your webcam. I've been secretly filming you for a few months now. Gosh, you masturbate a lot. Every night, at least once. You have some pretty adorable habits. By the way, does your partner know that you're Skyping with others and doing sexual things with them? I'm sure they wouldn't appreciate that very much at all. You're clearly not satisfied with the situation you're in, which leads us to our next step. Go back to the box, see what else I have for you. Yes, that's it. It's just a piece of paper. A list with names. Do you recognize them? You should recognize all of them. They are your closest family, friends, and even your employers. Their full names, addresses, everything I need. Here's what happens now. There's one final thing in the box. It's a capsule containing a single tiny pill. I want you to take it with water and lie down on the couch immediately afterwards. That's all you need to do for me. And I won't send all of this filthy, humiliating evidence to everyone you know and love. Simple enough, hmm? No, dear, I'm not trying to kill you. I don't want you dead. That's no fun for me at all. You're just going to take a nap for a while. A long, heavy nap, just like you've already been doing. This is quite the favor if you think about it. You're borderline nocturnal these days. One could argue that you're an insomniac. You really need your rest. So, what'll it be? Excellent. Because if you would have chosen to disobey, I'd have no other choice but to come back inside and do this the hard way. We don't want that, right? No. Go ahead and take your pill now. Lie down in your bed or on the couch where you were before. And remember, I'm watching you right now. Don't try anything funny, all right? I'll see you in a moment. Your windows are still unlocked. I won't be long, darling. I just need to wait and make sure you're fully asleep. There you are. Look at you, all asleep and hopeless. Now let's get you out of here and off to your new home with me. I've been planning this for a long time. It couldn't have gone any better. If only you hadn't ignored me at school. I wouldn't have had to take such drastic measures. But don't worry. You'll have plenty of time to make it up to me. I'm so excited to start our new life together.